Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple's new MacBook Pros with Radeon Pro Vega GPUs are now available to order. Apple announced the upgraded graphics options on its website after its October event last month, and starting today, the upgraded GPUs are now available to buy when configuring a new MacBook Pro on Apple's website. The beefier GPUs are only offered on the 15-inch version of the MacBook Pro, with two options available: Radeon Pro Vega 16 with 4GB of high bandwidth memory for $250, and Radeon Pro Vega 20 with 4GB of high bandwidth memory for $350. The cheapest configuration with the higher performance GPUs starts at $3,049 total, and units are shipping in about a week's time. When the current MacBook Pros launched in July, the limited GPU options were one point of criticism that today's release addresses. Apple will also soon be releasing the powerful Blackmagic eGPU Pro for $1,200, which can connect to any Thunderbolt 3 MacBook and has 8GB of high bandwidth memory, but that's still set for a late November release. And new Apple Watch bands are on the way, starting with the first product red version of the Sport Loop strap for Apple Watch, which debuted today. And on Friday, Nike is releasing three new versions of its Apple Watch bands. The reflective Nike Sport Loop is expanding from just black and Summit White to include Smoky Mauve, which is sort of dark pink, and Celestial Teal. The signature Nike Sport Band is getting a new olive flat color, which is sort of army green. Each band has a matching Apple Watch Nike Plus watch face, and the new bands will only be available through the Nike app on the iPhone for Nike Plus members, although membership is free. The low-key announcement isn't totally clear, but we believe these bands will only be sold with Apple Watch Nike Plus and not separately for now. And the popular and approachable sketching app Paper has been updated to take advantage of the new double-tap feature on the new Apple Pencil for the latest iPad Pros. Paper assigns the double-tap gesture to switching between the current tool and the eraser, although other apps like Apple's Notes app let you assign the gesture to other individual tools. And finally, Michael Stieber has published an interesting look at how using the new iPad Pro and Apple Pencil can complement creative work on the Mac, expanding what's possible without changing how designers work. Highly recommended read for Mac users who are curious about how the iPad Pro can evolve creative work on the Mac when used together. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.